Alright, today I'm here with two friends and we're here to talk about music. And right away we had to stop a conversation to record this because there's some strong feelings about, for example, the music that is on the soundtrack to Grey's Anatomy. Do you want to start with something like that?
Sure. I feel like the music producer does a great job finding good music and putting it on the show and advertising for those bands that you might not have heard of. Because there are people like me that go on websites to find out what song was featured.
I wouldn't disagree with you. And I'll be the first person to admit that I own the Gossip Girl soundtrack.
Okay.
And I'm not saying that the song selection is bad. In fact, it's probably pretty good. But my beef with the Grey's Anatomy is that it's such an awful, awful show that anything I associate with, the rest of the show brings... it brings it down a notch for me. So music that I hear, because I don't watch the show, music
tainted,
that I overhear,
basically.
Exactly. It ruins it for me.
But if music is good, it won't matter where it comes from. Who cares what the source is if it's
good
music?
I happen to be in the room when the show's going on, so I have to suffer through it from time to time. But I think it's just so hokey, and it bothers me so much that even if the songs that come on, are supposedly good, I have this kind of innate aversion to them.
That makes me sad, because if music is good, you would appreciate it no matter what. It shouldn't matter the source.
It's true, but, context really makes... It's like eating in a great restaurant, but, there's this smell wafting from the bathroom. And even though something's good, if it's in the midst of shit, the shit tends to pollute.
And does this apply for movies and television shows and everything?
I mean, not necessarily.
Context is important, though. I mean, in relationships, if there's that one breakup song... Or that one, song that was your song.
What about
with
if
your
you don't like
lover?
The person and they give you a song?
That would be okay because I wouldn't necessarily associate that song with that person for the rest of my life. Something about Grey's Anatomy really bothers me. But I didn't like Where the Wild Things Are, but I thought the music in it was good.
The soundtrack was really good.
I did not like
the
movie. I thought the soundtrack was, stood out in my
props
mind.
Props to Karen O.
Okay, and so... You support soundtracks in every show, or just Grey's Anatomy you're saying is the best?
I think Grey's Anatomy is the best, personally.
Okay.
Because it features bands that I appreciate, and it has helped introduce me to new bands that I had never heard of before.
Okay. And so what I wanted to kind of talk about was where you get new music from. Go.
TV shows such as Grey's Anatomy, for one thing. Word of mouth.
Gossip Girl.
Gossip Girl for others.
What's on the Gossip Girl soundtrack?
I don't even know.
There's a Kook song on the Gossip Girl soundtrack.
Okay.
Really?
I think it was from season one. But season one was like a lot of kind of indie British punk bands from Liverpool and Crystal Castles, like electronica, kind of those 80s.
Okay. And you dislike Glee, so thus you don't think that Glee soundtrack.
I don't hate Glee, actually. I like Glee.
Would you buy the soundtrack?
I don't appreciate some of the voices to Glee, though.
Well,
the lead male, I can't handle his voice.
There's so much pitch correction on it that their voices sound metallic. And it doesn't, you'd think that for a show that's about singing, they'd pick people, they'd cast
really
people who could actually sing.
But they're all Broadway singers.
Well, maybe then it might be not me.
Or you
might
could
not
have four
fault.
Broadway singers
that's
and
true.
Really
yeah.
good Broadway
it could be,
singers.
It could be the people who produce the show, want them pitch corrected, but... Mm-hmm. I really, it stands out to me and it bothers me too.
Okay.
I'm bothered by it.
Where else do you guys find your new music from?
Friends? Sharing music?
Pandora, Last.fm.
Mm-hmm.
You use
Pandora.
A lot of online sites. Which ones do you use? I only use Pandora. So
I use Pandora. I use Last.fm.
Same. Pandora
MySpace
maybe.
Too. If you find a band, they've probably got a website and you can just listen to their songs without, full tracks without having to download them all.
I deleted my MySpace account, so I don't know. Is that an option? Can you listen to it without logging in?
Yeah, they have a public site. It's not like Facebook where it's kind of locked out. You can just.
And I actually noticed last time it was your apartment that you actually buy CDs still.
I do. For the music that I like, I buy CDs because they're better quality, and sometimes they're cheaper than buying the MP3s on iTunes.
What was the last CD that you purchased?
The Gossip Girl soundtrack.
Was it really?
I think I copied that off of somebody. But, I bought the Kooks albums on iTunes. just because I needed to have them right away. What was the last CD I bought?
Do you buy stuff online?
Mm-hmm.
You do?
I do. I buy MP3s, and I have bought CDs. And I think the last one, yeah.
I bought Phoenix. I pre-ordered it on Amazon.
I bought that one on MP3, not CD, though.
Yeah. Because I got it. I pre-ordered it before it came out, and I wasn't sure that MP3s would come out on the same day, so I think I got it a little bit sooner. So maybe
good
I'm listening
album.
To it three
good
hours
album.
Before you
left. Yeah, it was great.
Okay. You've mentioned the Kooks a few times already, so I was thinking maybe this would be a good time for you guys to talk about top three bands that you guys would recommend other people would listen to right now. Maybe some specific tracks or even, like, why. Or, like, for example, start with the Kooks. You've been talking about them. I have no idea who they are.
And they're not new. I mean,
I
feel like, I think both their last album came out in maybe 07 or 08 at the latest, so it's not like they're a new phenomenon. I just really discovered them late, but I like everything, almost every song on, you know, both their albums and even their singles that they release. There's some stuff on their B-sides that's really good. They're great.
They're British.
Yeah.
And what do you recommend?
I am actually going to see a show in San Diego at the Casbah this Thursday. I'm going to see Little Dragon, and I really like their CD Machine Dreams, which came out, I think, is it this year or maybe last year? Pretty recent.
What else? Do your top three.
Well, I'm going to see Girls this Friday. I tried to watch them in San Francisco, but this show sold out the day before. I was going to order my tickets. So they're a great local SF band. I think they've only got one album, and check them out.
Bird and the Bee is an LA band that I love, and she was also featured on Grey's Anatomy, but this is after I had known about them, but even seeing her live performances are excellent, and she has a great voice, and it's got that 60s happy poppy tune quality to it that I appreciate.
What happens if you like a band or a song and then it gets featured on Grey's Anatomy? Does it kill it for you?
Yeah, if they put Girls on Grey's Anatomy, I will still like them because I think I won't have found them through that show.
So
I think part of it maybe is that if I discover something because I'm watching that show, it is less cool in my mind. And maybe that's like just because we kind of associate, like, I think, what was it, the WB that really first started doing like the Dawson's Creek tie-in with the pop music phenomenon. Yeah, Paul
Smallville.
Right. And that was kind of a thing that, I mean, early on, I don't think they were as up to speed on what was like really cool. So there's a kind of a lag time between when a band was like just starting to get big or really popular and when it finally ended up on TV. So by the time it hit, you know, the show was already kind of old news.
That sounds like a lot of hatred you have for Grey's Anatomy to have that much animosity towards the TV show.
Actually, I've been watching that show for a long time, and I think that...
I mean, I hate the show, too.
I think it's terrible, but disconnect yourself from that and enjoy the music.
I'll try.
Okay. And so, like, you guys are both going to live shows this week. Mm-hmm. I have kind of given up on live shows, even though I just have to find Frenzy. And so, like, I'm always kind of curious, because a lot of times... I want to go to the live show, but I don't like it because it's crowded. It takes a long time. Like, what do you guys get out of the live show experience? Because most of the time, I'm like, I'd rather just sit at home or in my car and just listen to stuff. Like, what am I missing?
That visceral experience of being present and, you know, just seeing someone perform their music and get into it, the lights, their entertainment factor. There's a whole mix of things. Even just the crowd, everyone jumping up and down together for Daft Punk. Amazing. It's so much fun.
You have to go to a show where the performers are good live. And that's
mm-hmm.
it's rare these days because there's so much you can do in the studio. There's auto-tune.
Right.
And out of the last 10 concerts I've gone to, maybe 3 of them were great.
Mm-hmm.
And the rest, you know, I probably felt like I've got my money stolen from me. So
7 out of 10 concerts were bad.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
I feel like my top live shows have been, I personally love Incubus because I love his voice and it's a great band.
They're still together?
No. I don't know. But
this is a while back.
Okay. And with Stellar, that album.
Yeah.
And then Make Yourself. For me, Bjork is great. Radiohead is awesome. Daft Punk is amazing. And for the electronica fans out there, Ferry Corsten.
What have you gone to that's like the three that were really awesome?
Well, Phoenix was the last concert that I went to. It was really great. What did I see after that? What I saw that I didn't like was The Killers, which I actually really liked. I thought they were good live. And I've heard they were good live. Mm-hmm. But I think...
I like them for their first album.
I think maybe it's just a show I went to. It was in San Jose. And it was kind of in like this high school auditorium type venue. It was really crappy inside. And they just looked like they were tired. So maybe, you know, not all good bands put on, you know, great live shows every time. So that's part of it. Maybe it's got to be like a confluence of all these factors. Like the crowd's really into it.
Like, do you think the closer you are to the stage is a better experience?
Not necessarily, but generally, you know, the energy kind of dissipates before the union. I'll tell you where you definitely do not want to go is corporate parties where they hire out bands to come in. So I saw, I went to my girlfriend's company party, and they hired the Foo Fighters to come in.
That's weird.
And it's the vibe is really crappy because, you know, not everybody's there. In a concert, usually everybody's there because they're a fan. They're going to watch, you know, this band they love, and they want to hear the music. But if you're at a company party, all these people are standing around. Half of them probably don't even know who's up on stage, and the other half are kind of like half-heartedly, you know, there for just because there's live music. And it's just, you just feel like the guys were there. I just felt like the guys were there, like, putting in their time to collect a check, you know, not to make music, and they weren't totally into it. So that's probably one of the worst places you can go
see. Don't go to that.
To me.
Do you think that, do you ever go to concerts where you don't know the music already? Or it's better to just already bone up in all the knowledge and then go?
I think it's nice if you know a song or two at least.
Yeah.
Just so that you can relate to something.
But I feel like any concert nowadays that I go to, I want to get really familiar with the music because otherwise I won't necessarily enjoy it as much. Like, it's a pre-break. Like, I want to listen to as much as I can before I go to the concert. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. I took a friend with me to see Adele, and he appreciated her music even though he didn't know really who she was and know what her music was about. And granted, Chaka Khan performed, so he knew a couple of songs that were sung, but he had a good time. I don't know. Maybe it depends on the person, too. I mean, how much they love music.
I mean, have you guys seen the Palladia channel? Online, it's a HD channel where they just do concerts, and on a big enough TV, in particular this television that we're looking at, we watch Jason Mraz and Mariah Carey, and we just keep on watching it over and over because it's almost as good as being at the concert.
Wow!
And it's, I would say almost better because they're performing in such a big venue that there's no way you're that close, and you have the camera there, and the audio is amazing, and the video is amazing. So like, I'm like, why pay $60 to go to a concert? But you guys are essentially saying for the personal energy that you get from people.
But additionally, on top of that, since you brought up Jason Mraz, I just went to the free show in San Diego, and he did that for a good cause. And because I think you were able to donate a certain amount for your ticket to go towards, I think it was some sort of, do you know what it was for? Like in San Francisco, it was like a coffee shop that helps people that are recovering from something. I can't remember what the name of it was.
Wellness tour or something?
Yeah, yeah.
I heard it's a cult, actually.
Are you serious?
Well, in his new album, he references it a lot, and I think it's called the Good Times Cafe or something like that.
Good Times
Cafe.
Is he
a member of the cult, or
is he supporting? It's like a hippie cult, like a natural cult, and he references it in his songs, and I think he's part of this organization, and I read his cult, that not a cult, religious cult, but it's a front for Landmark organization, which is you do a lot of self-helpy sort of things. I read this online. I'm not sure if it's true. But, I mean, I love Jason Mraz, so it's fine.
Because he brought a lot of people together and with the message of, you know, think positive. I was high-fiving strangers. Like, the guy to my right, he said, high-five the guy to your right. High-five the guy to your left. Give a hug to someone you've never met before. Like, these were things happening at the concert, which I've never experienced at a live show before. And I thought it was really interesting to have that sort of social experiment done. Or I don't know if he, you know, he came with that plan, but it was really neat to have that positive energy and that vibe there.
But you are kind of like you kind of get into stuff. You're kind of like a woohoo person. Like, I am not. I don't know if you are. And I always feel like when I go to concerts, like, I'm a downer because I'm not actually like, woohoo, like I don't make those noises or those actions. Do you?
It takes a lot, but I think if you find yourself, like, I think Jason Mraz is a good example because he's a really good performer. He's got an amazing voice. So I saw him like in Berkeley a couple years ago, and I'd say he's one of the better, you know, live performers. And it's really about the artist, you know, if they can move you from the stage. And that's really the mark of a real, you know, gifted musician. And not everybody has that anymore, you know. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of people that they're you know, performers, but they're not necessarily artists.
So go to the live shows and still keep going, even though they cost you a lot of money.
I hate Ticketmaster, by the way. Are we allowed to name drop Ticketmaster?
You can name drop Ticketmaster.
Terrible. Terrible.